Today's daf is Chulin daf Kufhei, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Alizo. So yesterday, we began the 8th parak of Masechtas Chulin, parak Kol HaBasar, that deals with the halachos of Basar v'Cholov. And we mentioned that even though the halachos of Basar v'Cholov are discussed in very great detail in the Teresh of Al-Peh, a whole perek in Shas that's dedicated to it. Festa, Simonim, and Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya that are dedicated to it. But if you look in the Torah Shabbat, it's Mikra Mu'at. In fact, all the Torah says is one line, but interestingly, the Torah repeats it three times. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishus Bekuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alokecha, and then Loise Vashel Gediba Chalev Ima. You shouldn't cook a goat in its mother's milk. The Torah repeats the same exact Pasuk in Parshas and then finally in Parashas Re'eh, in the Psukim that talk about Macholos Asuros, the Torah again says, this time there's no mention of Bikurim, but for the third time, Chazal said that even though, again, the literal meaning seems to be discussing Bishul, and specifically a Gedi B'Chalev Imay, but from the fact that the Torah repeated it three times, we learned that there's an Isser to be Mevashel, a gedi b'chalev imay, or really any basar and chalav. There's an iser to eat basar v'chalav. There's also an iser to have hanah from basar v'chalav. Rabbi Bienenfeld showed me yesterday that if you take a look at the Targum Unkelus on all three psukim, le'sevashel gedi b'chalev imay, the Targum teaches the pasuk the same way, which you would expect. But what you wouldn't expect is the way the Targum teaches the pasuk. Reish b'kurei aruch taisi leves mikdashat Hashem alokach lo'seichlun Besar b'cholov. Targum says the same thing in Parshas Kisiso. Loisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy, loiseichlun besar b'cholov, and again in Parshas Re'eh. So it's interesting, Unkelus, who teaches the Pshutai Shal Mikra, doesn't comment on loisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy, thou shall not cook in some Aramaic form, but rather loiseichlun besar b'cholov, as if the teich of loisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy is not bishul, but rather achila. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll get back to that and speak out perhaps some insightful raid based on the commentary of Targum Unkelus. But for now, we have another Festa Daf. Chulin Daf Kufhei has an asterisk on it. It's notable as the makar to two very important halachas. Number one, the idea that after you eat fleishiks, you can't just sit down and eat milchiks. 6 hours, different minhagim. It all comes from Chulin Daf Kufhei. Additionally, the Gemara is going to digress somewhere in the middle of the daf and is going to discuss the halachas of Mayim Achroinim. So Mayim Achroinim as well, it's mentioned in a few places in Shas, but here the Gemara discusses in somewhat detail the laws of Mayim Achroinim. So Chulin Daf Kufhei is an important daf. Either way, the Gemara begins 12 lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Tona Agra Chamud Rababa. So the Amir Rababa Shver, his name was Agra. And he said the following braisa: Oif ugvino necholim ba'apikoret. If somebody wants to eat chicken and he also wants to eat cheese, so he could eat it ba'apikoret. Rashi says derech hefker. He could she'enay nizabahem. He can eat one and then eat the other. It's not a big deal. Hu tanu lav hu amala. What did he mean when he said ba'apikoret? B'lein etilas yadayim b'lein kinochapet. Means he doesn't have to wash his hands between one and the other. Additionally, he doesn't have to clean his mouth between one and the other. Rav Yitzchak b'Rav Ramasharshi iklu debei Rav Ashi. Rav Yitzchak b'Rav Ramasharshi was once in Rav Ashi's town. Aisi lo gvina. They brought him cheese. Achal he ate. Aisi lo bistro. Next course was meat. Achal and he ate that too. V'lei masha yadei. And he didn't wash his hands in between the cheese and the meat. They told him, Valtani Agra Chamud Rababa. We have this braisa that comes from Rab Abishver Agra, who said, Oifu Gvina Necholim Bapikoyrin, that chicken and cheese you could eat behefkeiras. Oifu Gvina in. It sounds like only chicken and cheese. But Basar Gvina loy, but Basar Gvina not. Now, what should be the difference between chicken and cheese and meat and cheese? Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Basar Behema and Cholov is Asamidei Raisa. Basar Oif and Cholov and Gvina is not Asimidei Raisa. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So they told Rabbi Yitzchak B'Reidu Ramasharshia that it's true that Agra Rav Abba Shver said, Oifu Gvina Nechalim Api Kari, but that's only Oifu Gvina. It doesn't mean Basar Amalusa. He told him back, I hear, but Hani Midi Belaila Ava Biyamama HaChazina. This diak that you're making in the Brisa that Agra taught, that if it would have been Basar Gvina, you would have to wash your hands in between, that's only if you're eating at night, which is hard to see, and you can't tell if there's any remnants of the Basar, some of the fat, the grease on your hands. As a result, you have to wash your hands between the Basar and the Gvina. But it's daytime now, and I see my hands are clean. There's no mitzvah netilas yadayim like there is before you eat bread, or perhaps mayim achreinim, as we'll see later in the daf. It's just a practical thing. So at night, where you can't see, so the Chachamim said, go ahead and wash your hands like this. You'll make sure that there's no grease. But during the day, it's not a big deal. And as a result, there's no reason for me to have to go ahead to wash my hands. Either way, what we see in this Gemara is an idea that between eating milichig and fleshig, or fleshig and milichig, it's not so simple, but rather you'd have to do something in between to separate. Wash your hands, clean your mouth, a nafkemina perhaps between gvina and oif versus gvina and basar, one being the da'iraisa basar v'chalav, the other one being the rabbanon basar v'chalav. But one thing is important to speak out. We'll see a lot of shitas in the Gemara now. But one thing is clear, as we spoke out in the introduction to yesterday's daf, and that is derech bishul asra Torah. Meaning mid-da'iraisa, the only time you have basar v'chalav is if you have a taruvos of basar v'chalav, where the basar and the chalav were cooked together or roasted together, like the Noisa Kalim speak out in the beginning of Yeredeya Simen Pei Zayin. But just to eat basar and then eat chalav is certainly not basar v'chalav de'iraisa. So what we're discussing here is for sure not basar v'chalav de'iraisa. What we're discussing is basar v'chalav of the Rabbanan, but on some rabbinic level, the Chachamim clearly made protections, mishmeres l'mishmarti, to the din de'iraisa of basar v'chalav. And one such protection was, is not only should you not eat them together in a way where it's not going to be an issa de'iraisa, but there should even be some sort of hefsik in between the two. Zok t'gemar tani v'shama yoyim, v'shama, he says, mikaneach, that between basar and gvina, or gvina and basar, you're supposed to be mikaneach your mouth. We'll see exactly what that means. Ubeisula, Ubeisula says madiach. You have to wash your mouth. My mikaneach, my madiach. What's the definition of mikaneach? What does madiach mean? Ilin, it says the Marmish. Mikaneach v'leboi madiach. Ubeisula, madiach v'leboi mikaneach. Meaning, when Beis Shammai said mikaneach, did he mean to say mikaneach, but you don't have to be madiach? And Beis Shammai said madiach v'leboi mikaneach. In other words, there's a machlik, is what you're supposed to do. According to Beis Shammai, you mekaneach. According to Beis Shammai, you madiach. Elo hadam Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, "Ein kinuach pe elo bapas." Rav Zeira explained how you're supposed to do kinuach. He said, "The way you do kinuach, I mean, to wash your mouth, that's self-explanatory. You put water in your mouth and you wash it. What does mekaneach mean?" So he said, "You're supposed to eat a solid food. What kind of food? You're supposed to eat bread." That was Rav Zeira's chiddush. Ein kinuach elo bapas. Now, who said you're supposed to be mekaneach? It was Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai omer mekaneach, uBeis Hillel omer madiach. It sounds like Reb Zeira then is coming to explain Beis Shammai. It's not mistaber that the Amor Reb Zeira would explain Shitas Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is certainly not the halacha. So you have to say that when Beis Shammai said mekaneach, he meant all you have to do is mekaneach. And when Beis Hillel said madiach, he didn't mean all you do is madiach, he meant af madiach. And if that's the case, Reb Zeira is explaining not Beis Shammai, I mean, Beis Shammai also, but he's explaining Beis Hillel. Because even though Beis Hillel said madiach, he meant af madiach. You have to be mekaneach as well. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, it comes out that in this machloik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is the mekel, and Beis Hillel is the machber. Beis Shammai says, do kinuach, you don't have to be madiach. Beis Hillel says, af madiach, he's the machber. He says, you have to do two things. You have to be mekaneach, like Beis Shammai says, and you have to be mediach. Right, the Gemara, Havli Mikula Beis Shammai Yechomer Beis Hillel. If that's the case for Lisnaya Gabi Kula Beis Shammai Yechomer Beis Hillel, we saw in yesterday's daf, there's six times where Beis Shammai is Mekel, Beis Hillel is Machmer. It should be seven. This is not mentioned over there as one of the six. Ella says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yemi Mekaneach, Vuadin Lebediach. The way you have to learn is Beis Shammai holds Mekaneach, and you also have to be madiach. Beis Hillel says madiach v'hu adin l'mekaneach. You have to be madiach, and you also have to be mekaneach. And if that's the case, there's no machloik. It says the Gemara, mar mechadam, mar mechadav aloy pligi. So going back to the original brayso, Beis Shammai yoimer mekaneach. Beis Hillel yoimer madiach. Beis Shammai holds you have to be mekaneach. What does mekaneach mean? Reb Zeira said ein kinuach el bapas. It means you have to eat a salad. Reb Zeira's shita was only bread. We'll see soon that not everybody agrees with that. But that's Reb Zeira's shita. Or Reb Zeira himself is going to explain a little bit more precisely what he meant. But the point is that kinuach means eat a salad, such as bread. Beis Hillel said wash. The truth is, Beis Shammai also holds you have to wash your mouth, and Beis Hillel holds you also have to eat some sort of salad. Mara marchada umara marchada v'loy pligus. Usually, if there's machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, shein emol it's a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Over here, it's a braisa that seems to present the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and the Gemara says elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim on a simple level. This is pashup shat mara marchada umara marchada v'loy pligi. There's no machlekes. Now this braisa is very sussum. The Braisa says, "B'shamay yomer mekaneach, b'isul yomer madiach." We figured out what mekaneach means. We also figured out what the machlokes b'sham b'isul is. In fact, what we figured out is that there is no machlokes between b'sham and b'isul. But what's the context? What are we talking about? You ate first milchiks, now you want to eat fleishiks. And what kind of fleishiks do you want to eat? You want to eat chicken? You want to eat meat? We know it's different. Basav v'chal de rice, basav v'chal de rabbanon. What if it was in the reverse? What if you ate first the meat? And then you want to eat cheese. And then too, is it only if you ate first chicken or what if it's meat? So most Rishonim learn that Hachab and Mayaskunon, we're talking about where somebody ate milchiks and now he wants to eat fleishiks. And that's where this Braisa, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which is not a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, was stated. Meaning if somebody eats gevino and now he wants to eat basar, whether it's basar oif, which, had you cooked it together with the gvina, would only be basa v'chav de rabbanon. Whether it's basa behemer, which, had you cooked it together with the gvina, would be basa v'chav de raisa. The point is, you're going from milchiks to fleishiks. So if you go from milchiks to fleishiks, then you have this braisa v'shaim v'sil. What are you supposed to do? So the braisa said what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be mekaneach, and you're supposed to be madiach. If there's no machloikis v'shaim v'sil, this is certainly the halacha. So then what you would be supposed to do is be mekaneach, and you're supposed to be madiach. In fact, if you want to now be mitzarif, the previous price that the Gemara mentioned, that was Tana Agra Chamur de Rababa, who said, Oifu Gvino ne choylin ba'api koirin, but as it relates to basar, you also have to wash your hands. So that means in the first part of this stuff that we just learned, very quickly, you see already three things that maybe you're supposed to do between eating gvina and eating basa. There's a concept of mikaneach, that's beshamay, madiach, that's besol. They both agree with each other. And you had the mention of the previous sugya, albeit if you're going from gvina to basa, to also have to wash your hands. But it sounds like, according to Rav Rishonim, the discussion up until this point was primarily, certainly the braisa between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is when you're going from milchiks to fleishiks. There is a shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we're going to see a little bit later who has a different shan in the braisa. So again, now this braisa Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is discussing where somebody ate milchiks, now he wants to eat fleishiks. It doesn't matter what kind of fleishiks he wants to eat, whether it's oif, whether it's behemo. The halacha is mikaneach umadiach. So the Gemara gufo, Amar Rav Zeira, in kinuach apar, ela bepas. How do you do kinuach? You do it with bread. V'hani bilu b'dechiti, it has to be bread made from wheat. Avol b'sairi loif, it's made out of barley. No, u'dechiti nam loy amar el b'kriro. Even if you're going to use bread that's made out of wheat, it has to be cold bread. Avol b'chemim, if it's too hot, mishta shatri. It's going to stick to your palate. It's not going to clean your mouth. The whole purpose of the salad is kinuach. What does kinuach mean? To clean. If it's not going to clean, it doesn't do the job. The honey meal of Birukhich, it has to be soft. Ava bakusha leif, it's hard. No. The hilchasa, what's the bottom line? Not like Rabzeira. Bechol, mili, havi, kinuach. Anything, any solid food could be used as kinuach. Labar, there's three exceptions. Kimcha, can't use flour. Tamri, you can't use dates. The yarka, you can use vegetables. Zok to Gemara. Boy minei Rav Asim Rav Yechon. Kami yishav in basar l'gvina. How much time does a person have to wait between basar and gvina? And from the fact that basar is mentioned first and gvina is mentioned second, it sounds like you're going from fleishiks to milchiks. Oh, ma'alev l'iklo, you don't have to wait at all. This is what the great Rav Yechon told Rav Asim, fleishiks and milchiks? Imagine, if you ask Rav Yechon in this shayla, he would say, yeah, you can have a coffee after your cholent. He says, v'loy klop, one second, ain't he, before you get excited. From Rav Chizda said, och al basar, asa lechol gvina, gvina mutu lechol basar. Rav Chizda said not that way. Rav Chizda said that if you eat basar, you can't eat gvina. If you eat gvina, you let eat basar. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo kama yishab and gvina l'basar. Must be the question that Rav Asi asked Rav Yechon was in the reverse. If you ate gvina and now you want to eat basar, how much do you have to wait? Amalai. It's a little deflating. But, v'loy klum, then you don't have to wait. But if you want to go from basa to gvina, you do have to wait. Because otherwise, Rav Chizda would be contradicting something Rav Yechon had said. And even though Rav Yechon was an Amayra, Rav Chizda was an Amayra, but Rav Chizda was a later Amayra, and he wouldn't have argued with Rav Yechon. So, it's not mistaber that Rav Chizda would have said you have to wait between basa and gvina if there was a psak from the Gadol Adar v'Friya Digadar that you don't have to. Elamai, the discussion with Rav Asi Rav Yechon was discussing going from milachiks to fleishes. Gufa, zok to Gemara. Rav Chizda said, if you ate fleishik, you can't eat milchik. Gvina, Motalach abasa. In the reverse, it's okay. What if you have meat that's stuck between your teeth? So you ate basar, and now there's a little bit of meat stuck. Is that considered basar so that immediately after you remove that basar, you're still not allowed to eat gvina because it's going from fleishik to melachik? Or if you ate your meal a little while ago, you just have a little bit of meat still stuck in your teeth. That's not considered basar to trigger this harchaka that you have to have between basar. Obviously, he told him that kari aleh habasar idenu ben ashinayim. It's a pasuk in Bamidbar Yeralov habasar idenu ben shineyem terem yikares in the context of the slav parshas bahaloyscha. But the point is the Torah uses the word basar referring to basar that was ben ashinayim. So you see that meat between your teeth is considered meat. If it's considered meat, then you should have the halachos of going from basar to gvina, even if there's merely meat stuck between your teeth. Amar mar ukfa. Anolahom milsa chalo bar cham legabi abed. There's a certain area in Shulchan Aruch where I, compared to my father, was like vinegar compared to wine. Wine is good wine. Vinegar, in the times of Chazal, was spoiled wine. So Marukfa said, I klapi my father and like the spoiled version, klapi the perfect one. How so? The ilu abba, because when it comes to my father, if my father would eat meat right now, he would wait until tomorrow, the same time, meaning 24 hours, until he would eat milchiks. So he says, my father had a chumrah, he waited 24 hours between fleishiks and milchiks. But as it relates to me, if I eat fleishiks, in the same meal that I eat fleishiks, I won't eat milchiks. But the suda achrita. But for another suda achilna, then already I would eat. Oh, Shmuel said another milsa chalabar cham legaviyav. Shmuel, whose father was Avuah the Shmuel, said that I too, with regards to this specific halacha, am like vinegar is to wine. Meaning, my father was much greater than me. What with regards to what halacha? Not basav achala, but rather dilu abba habisayim nichsei treizim debiyoyim. Says my father used to inspect his business, his crops, his things that were growing, his agriculture, twice a day. I only do it once a day. So my father's greater than me because he is a little bit more involved in the family business, it sounds like, than I am. Shmuel letame, says the Gemara, and Shmuel, who felt that that was a milo, what his father was doing is lishitasid. Shmuel said, man, this I'm nichsi kol yoyimo. Somebody that inspects his nechasim every day, mishka chastira. Eventually, he's going to start finding pennies, meaning he's going to have a better handle on his business, and as a result, he's going to make money. It's a profitable thing. There's a return on investment for somebody to spend more time on his business. Abaya habisayu nichse kol yoyim v'yoyim. Abaya used to inspect his nechasim every day. Yoyimo chad, one day, poga barise, he saw his shear cropper, the dori pischot ufi, was carrying a bundle of wood. Amaleis, he said, hani lehecha. Abaya said, and where are you going? Amalei the beimara. Oh, he said, I was about to bring it to you. He was caught red-handed. Amaleis, Abaya told him, kvar kadmucha rabbanon. You see, the rabbanon preempted you. When the Rabbanan said, I heard from Shmuel that you're supposed to be on top of your nechasim, it's because of that I caught you. Meaning, this was a kiyum in what Shmuel said. That man desayin nichse kol yoyim mishka chastira. He found something. There was a return on the investment of time that Abaya had put into inspecting his nechasim. Because you see, he saved the money that was going to be stolen from him by a sharecropper. Another story. Ravasi habisayin nichse kol yoyim. Ravasi used to inspect his nechasim every day. Omer, he said, hey, chenin kolani yastiri demar Shmuel. He said, Shmuel said you're supposed to make money by investing in a sachim. Where's all the yastiri? Where are all the pennies? I didn't get them. Yoyim echad chazot zinayir debit gebaru. One day he came and he saw that there was a tsinar that was going through the land and it was going to destroy his crops. Chuck Liglime quickly took his cloak, karche, he tied it, and he plugged the hole where the water was coming out. Rama Kale, and then he started yelling. Asu Inchi, people came, Sachrua, and then they properly plugged it so that this water wouldn't damage Ravasi's crops. Ashkechinu lekuli yistiri de mashmul. And he commented after, as Ravasi says, now I found it. Meaning he didn't find it on a daily basis. It wasn't like every day, oh, I inspected my nechasim, so memela, I made some money. But at the end, he realized that Shmuel was right. That if somebody's a little bit more involved, it's a good thing. And interestingly, Shmuel said that I am to my father like chalo bar chamra, because my father's more mach. My father checks twice a day. I only check once a day. I am b'yam shol shleima, etc. But either way, that is the Gemara. So the topic of the day is not inspecting one's investments, but rather the halachas of basav v'cholav, and specifically this idea that even though medayraisa basav v'cholav is loisa vashel derech bishol asr toyer, but at the same time the chachamim said that you're not allowed to eat basav v'cholav together. Not just that, you even have to wait or do something in between eating cholav and basar, and in between eating basav v'cholav. So what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So before that, this last Gemara that we learned, Amar Mar Ukva said, Ana laham milsa chalo bar chamer l'gavi abra. When it comes to the halacha of basav v'cholav, I'm like vinegar is to wine, klapei my father. The ilu abba, my father, when he would eat basar, he would wait 24 hours before he ate cholav. He said, I don't have such a chumrah. Ana bahasu dasa huda lo yochilna. I won't eat basar and cholav in the same meal. But lusu dasa achrita, but as long as it's the next meal, achilna, at that point, I'm going to eat. Taisva says that when Mar Ukva said that I won't eat basar and cholav in the same meal, but at the same time, lusudasa achrita achilna, what he meant to say was that as long as he benches and they remove the table, and now he's going to have a cup of coffee or he's going to sit down and eat a real meal, at that point, Mar Ukva had no problem eating cholav after he ate basar. And says Tosfos, it sounds like from this sugya that the halacha is like Mar Ukva. It's certainly not like Mar Ukva's father. That was a chumrah that he waited 24 hours. So it sounds like what then is the halacha, what Mar Ukva said? So if somebody eats fleishiks and now he wants to go ahead and eat milchig, the halacha is Mar Ukva. Ana b'hasudasa hu d'lo yochilna l'sudasa achrita achilna. What you need to do is, you have to make a bracha achrayna, you have to bench, you walk away from the table. The olden days they would remove the table, today you should probably remove yourself from the table, and then, as long as it's a new city, at that point it's okay, you're allowed to eat your milchiks. And that, according to Tosfos, is the halacha as it relates to waiting after fleishiks before milchiks. Stating that, the Rambam has a different shot in the Gemara. The Rambam said that when Mar Ukva said, Ana b'hasudasa lo yachilna, but lusudasa achrita achilna, he didn't mean that he would bench and he would move on. Rather, what he meant to say was he would wait the amount of time that people typically wait bein suda lusuda. The Rambam's in the end of the ninth parak of Hilchas Macholos Asuras. Halacha chufchas, misha achal chufchas. Basa betchila. If somebody ate basar, bein basar, behema bein basar, it doesn't matter if he ate basar, behema basar, lo yoichal achrov chalav, he shouldn't eat drink milk, ad she yishe beineim, kidei she'ir suda acheres. He should wait the amount of time people typically wait between a suda. For who? How long is that? Kemoi she shois. It's kemoi. Into the sixth hour? It's kemoi sheish sois, it's 6 hours. Mepnei habasa shobein hashem. And then the Rambam gives a reason. He says the reason is because after a person eats, there's meat that's stuck between your teeth. And we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said habasa oidenu ben hashineim. So you see that that is considered, you see that that's considered meat. And being that that meat is going to linger up until 6 hours for sure, that's the reason that you're supposed to wait 6 hours. Now the truth is that meat may linger beyond 6 hours, but it's clear that the Rambam held that once that amount of time passes, at that point the meat is not chashuv anymore. So as it relates to the halacha of abasar bein hashineim, at that point you don't have to worry about it. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, that you know Mar Ukva meant, he didn't mean that he wouldn't eat it in the same suda. So my machroinen bench, and now I'll have a cup of coffee. That's not what he meant. What he meant is he would wait the shir bein suda v'suda. And what's the shir bein suda v'suda? It's 6 hours. Now, where do you come up with this number of 6 hours? The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, Kedarki Bakodesh, says that it's based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yoram and Aleph. The Gemara there says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shari Shayna Maichal Ludim. The Ludim, these were cannibals, people that ate human flesh. They would eat the first hour in the morning. Shnia, Michael Listen. The Listen, the Robbers, they would eat in the second hour in the morning. Shlishis, Michael Yarshim. The Yarshim, Rashi says, they don't have to work very hard. So, you know, they have time, so you can eat a late breakfast. So they'll eat in the third hour in the morning. Revius, Michael Poyalim. The Poyalim eat the fourth hour in the morning. Chamishis, Michael Kaladam. Shishis, says the Gemara, is Michael Talmid Chacham. So the Talmid Chacham used to eat in the sixth hour. So the first meal in the day was eaten in the sixth hour of the day. Mar Ukva was a Talmud Chacham. He said that he would wait bein suda l'suda. The first meal then was when b'shashishis. What was the second meal at the end of the day?
That's in the 12th hour. So he says that you see the sheer, that's the makar to the Rambam Shita. But the bottom line is we have a machloikis between Rambam and Tosfos how to understand the Gemara. Where Ukva said, I wouldn't eat basa v'chalv in the same meal, but the sudas achriti I would. Tosfos understood kipshutai. I just wouldn't eat it in the same meal. So bench, and then it's okay. The Rambam says no. It meant he would wait the shir ben suda l'suda, and the shir ben suda l'suda is a shir of 6 hours. Now the Rambam gave a reason for his shir of sheish shoyz. He said because up until 6 hours you have basa shemen hashinayim, and it's because of that basa, as the Gemara concluded from a pasuk in Baal Loischa, that's the issue. If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says a different shot. Rashi says also lechol gvina. Bein basa l'gvina, mishum de basa moitzi shuman. Because meat is fatty, v'hu nidbak pepeh, and the shuman of the meat gets stuck to your mouth, umarich betama, and the time of it remains there for an extended period of time. It would seem that this is another pshat in why you're supposed to wait between basar and chalav. So if somebody asks, why do you wait between basar and chalav, and not between chalav and basar? It sounds like there's two reasons. The Rambam's reason is because with basar, it sometimes gets stuck between your teeth. Thus, there's the Indian of Basa Shemena Shinem, like the Gemara says. Rashi seems to say a different shot, it's because of Shum. The problem is, and this is a big kasha, that Hot Tenach, according to the Rambam, that says it's an amount of time, it's 6 hours. So we have two understandings on why you're waiting, and why you're waiting 6 hours. The Rambam himself gave a reason, it's Basa Shemena Shinem, and Rashi gave a reason, it's related to the Shuman that's Nidbak Pepeh Umarich Tamoy. But Freik the Torah Schayim, and he blibes Tzorich Ir. He doesn't have Pshat. He says, how do you understand Tosfos? Tosfos says, in one Suda you wouldn't eat it, but in the next Suda you would. That means it could be 5 minutes later. You finish your meal, you bench, Al Yichasreinu, and now you're good to go. So what's the problem, right? It sounds like if it's related to something physical, if it's related to a real taruvus, this basar ben ashineim, there's tam, this shuman that's nidbak bepeh, then how does benching alleviate that? Because they removed the table and now it's a new course? So somehow that makes a difference? The Teres Chaim lives, sorry, but the bottom line is two primary shittas in the Rishonim in terms of what the halach is when it comes to waiting between basa v'chalav. Now, it's interesting, there is a third shita. And that third shita, which is not as well known as the first two, is shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is in Tosfos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and it was based on the braisa that we saw in the beginning of the daf. We had that very ambiguous machloikis b'sham b'zil, which we saw wasn't even a machloikis b'sham b'zil. Tanya, b'sham yemim kaneach, b'zil amir madiach. So we said, what are we talking about? You're going from milchiks to fleishiks, fleishiks to milchiks. Right, it was very unclear. So we said that roiv rishonim learn that you're going from milchiks to fleishiks, but it's only roiv rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos brings, learned differently. Rabbeinu Tam said that price is going even from fleishiks to milchiks. And if that's the case, you have a braisa, b'shamim b'sil, that both say that when it goes, you go from fleishiks to milchiks, you don't have to wait. Even from basa to gvina, basa behem, you don't have to wait at all. What do you have to do? Kaneach, madiach. All you have to do is mekamneach with it. So there's really a third shita, which is the biggest cool. So the bottom line is two well-known shitas, a third lesser-known shita. So what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So these halachas, again, are brought down in Yeridaya, Hilchas Basa V'Cholav, Simin Peites. The Mechaber says as follows. Achal basar, if somebody eats meat, afilu shalchai v'oif, lo yechal gvino. Acharov, ad sheyisha sheisha. He says the Mechaber, that if somebody eats meat, even if he ate chicken, he should wait 6 hours. V'afilu m'shok yishir, im yesh basa ben ashineim, tzorech l'asiroi, v'alo yislatir tzorech l'hamtel. Says, the Ramah, the Eshoimrim, the ain't tzrichim l'hamtel sheishois. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Rak miyadim silek, u'birich birchas hamazoin, muter al yidei kinuach v'hadocha. So, Mechaber says sheishois. The Ramah says, just bench. What's the machloik is Mechaber and the Ramah? It's the machloik is Rambam and Tosfos. The Mechaber, as he always does, paskin like the Rambam, the Sfardish Gadol at that time. The Ramah, as he often does, passing like the Bali Tosfos, the Ashkenazish Gedolim at that time. And the Ikra Adin and Shulchan Aruch would seem to be a Machloikis, Mechabin Ramah, based on the two Shittas of Rishonim, had on the same Gemara that we just learned, Chulin Daf Kufay and Medalev. Stating that, the Ramah continues. The Ramah says, V'aminigah Poshet b'medina Yisraelu. The minig is, Lahamtin Acher Achilas HaBasar Sho'achas. The minig is to wait 1 hour after fleishiks, before you eat milchiks, va'oichlen achakach gvina,
Then the Ramah continues at the very end, V'yesh medaktikin, lahamtin sheishois, achra achilas basa l'gvino, shitas ha-mechaber, v'chein nochoin lasois. So even though it's true me'ikar adin, the Ramah paskin like the Bali Tosfos, and based on that, anyone with an Ashkenazi background who follows the Ramah throughout Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch should be able to finish his fleishigs, bench, and then eat your milchigs. It's not so pashit, because the Ramah himself said, V'yesh, number one, people have a minute an hour, and then he continued, he said, this mindaktik in lamdin sheishois, achra achilas basa l'gvina, and he said, v'chein nochin lasis, the shach, on those words, v'chein nochin lasis, he says, v'kach kosef marshal, v'chein roi lasis, v'chol mishe yesh by reach toirah. But either way, so the Ramah seems to say that even though Me'ikar Adin, the halacha is like the Bali Tosfos, but the bottom line is there is an inyan to be machmer. It's interesting. What's this meaning of Sho'achas? Right, the Ramah said, V'aminig ha'poshe b'medina etzelu la'amten achar achilas ha'basa Sho'achas. Sho'achas sounds like 1 hour. And everybody grapples to try to find the makar to this Ramah. But the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra said, I found the makar. And the makar is not in Teres HaNigla, it's in Teres HaNizdar. Benuya al divrei ha-zayra kodesh, b'parashas mishpatim, who says, the chol man da'ochel hay michla kichada, anyone who eats basa v'cholav together, oy b'shaita chada, or b'sha achas, oy b'suda sachada, or one suda. It's not a good thing. But the bottom line is, it says the Zayar, when he describes the halacha of basa v'chala, b'shait achada, says the guy, that was the makar to this minute that the Ramah brings, that there was an idea of sho'achas. So what's interesting is that even the Zayar held only 1 hour, right? Even the Zayar didn't hold 6 hours. So Rabbeinu Tam held that if after you eat fleishiks, you could eat milchiks. All you have to do is kinuach and adacha. At that point, you're 100% good to go. Bali Tosfos said, not a one suda. The Zayra Kaddish held 1 hour. That's going to be the way. But as it relates to halacha, even though the Ramah said, Me'ikar Adin, we follow the Bali Tosfos, but when it comes to this, the Medaktik can wait 6 hours, and the Marshal already said, very sharp, the Chein Roy Lasleis, the Chol Mishayesh Be Reach Tev. Just a few ha'aras as it relates to halacha l'maisa, and then we'll start the next Gemara. And that is, I saw in the Badei HaShulchan, he discusses what happens if somebody has a suffix, when exactly he finished eating his fleishiks. Well, first of all, just even before that, he discusses when you say you have to wait 6 hours, so let's say you're eating a Shabbos meal, and the Shabbos Suda ended at 1 o'clock, but you finished eating your cholent, or the last fleishik of food that you put into your mouth at 12:30. So when does the meter start running, right? When does the 6 hours start ticking? Is it from 1 o'clock when you benched? Or is it from 12:30? Or drum roll. Or is it from 12:30 when you finished eating? So it says the Badei HaShulchan that even though the Aruch HaShulchan says that it starts from 1 o'clock, but he brings rayas that the Achrenim didn't hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says 100% it starts from 12:30. The same is true on the other side. You're going to sit down now, 6 hours or so later, you're going to eat a Suda, and the Suda is going to have milchiks in it, but you're going to wait the 6 hours, meaning you're going to wash for Shalosh Odes, and you know I'm not milchix for another 15 minutes. So for the first 15 minutes, you'll eat parv, and then 15 minutes in, you'll eat milk. That's also okay. It's 6 hours between the last fleishix that you put into your mouth and the first milchix that you put into your mouth. The Suda is neither here nor there. In Tosfos' world, it's all about the Suda. But Sheish Shoyis is based on the Rambam Shana and the Gemara. And the Rambam Shana and the Gemara, Suda la Suda doesn't mean literally. It's just a way of describing an amount of time that you have to wait. So it's the sheer bein suda l'suda, and if that's the case, it's from the last fleishes that came into your mouth to the first milk that came into your mouth. But then he discusses something that could be shchiach, which is, what if you don't remember exactly what time you finished your meal? I know it was approximately 1 o'clock. That was 12:45, it was 12:30 or 1:15. You know, approximately, be'erich. Certainly, if you're going to go with the kula, which seems to be the ikar hadin, that it's the last fleishiks that you put in your mouth. So it's, you know, you may remember what time you benched, but you, meaning what time you went to sleep, but but you may not remember when you know you put the last piece of pastrami in your mouth. So that's the question, right? So the question is, what if you have a suffix? So the Badei HaShulchan brings from the Darkei Tshuva, who says that it's a machlokes apoiskim. Some poiskim say that if it's a suffix, being that it's only a suffix derabanan, Safik derabanan, you can go lekula, right? Safik derabanan lekula. So it's a safik. We're not dealing with isur deraisa over here. You're dealing with isur derabanan. So be that it's isur derabanan, you're allowed to go lekula. But Daki Tshuva brings from one of the poskim who said that it could be over here. It's different because the halacha is that even though safik derabanan lekula, but geshmak is svara. If it's a davar sheyesh loy matirin, then you're not soymich on safik drabanu lekula. So just like we're not soymich on bittel beroyv, if something's a davar, like a beish and all the beyantif, that's the sugi in the beginning of a sechtes beya, is aser on yantif. But after yantif, it's not going to be aser anymore. So you don't rely on bittel beroyv for a beish and all the beyantif. You just wait, because actually teichlenu be... Just wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be mutter anyways. So it's the same exact thing. You're not sure if it's 6 hours or not. You don't know if your milchi is at 7 o'clock or 7:15 or 7:30. So why? Actually, teichlenu be'isser at 7 o'clock. Teichlenu be'heter. Just wait another half hour. And everything's going to be fine. So because of this svara of davar she'yesh lematirim, says the Darki Tshuva and the Rapoiskim wanted to say that it could be over here, you can't rely on Safik Drabanan Lekula. But then he says he's not so sure. He says, why? Because the truth is, it's more of a Sfek Sveka. Because the Safik, if you even have to wait 6 hours, and now you have a Safik if you waited 6 hours. Safik if you have to wait 6 hours, Tais Veshita. Safik if you waited 6 hours, meaning you may have even waited, it's a Sfek Sveka. By Sfek Sveka, you certainly don't have to be Machmer as it relates to Davar She'yesh Lematirim. And the way Rabbi Feivel Kohn explains it, about the Ashulchan, it's more than just a Sfek Sveka. He says, because really the Ikar Adin, even according to the Raman, this is important, is that as long as you bench, you wait a Shah Achas like desire, at that point, by 2 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, you're for sure not fleshiks anymore, Mi'ikra did. This is already an Indian that you're supposed to be machmer, someone that has a reyecha Torah. It's a real chumrah. It's not just a bal nefesh yachmer. This is a very real chumrah. The Ramah says you're supposed to do it. But at the same time, you have to have perspective. And the perspective is that it's not Mi'ikra did. It's more al derech a chumrah that you're supposed to do. So it's a little bit of an oxymoron. It's a chumrah that you have to be machmer on. But it's still begeder chumrah. I mean that it's begeder chumrah over here for sure. If you have a suffix, you're not going to stop being machmer and say, suffix derabbanon, where it's a davash leishon matir. No, it's a suffix derabbanon. This level rabbanon, which in its core is really a chumrah, at that point it's going to be okay. I heard a shir from Reb Zev Smith Shlitas. He said something interesting. He said that, you know, a lot of times kids, they want to eat milk after their fleshiks. So he said, you know, do you have to wait 6 hours for kids? So he says, you know, mitzad chinuch, you would say, maybe, yeah, but he said, you for sure don't have to torture kids. So I said, you have to have perspective. That was his lasha. You don't have to torture them. Again, you have to have perspective. You have to know the halachas. The halachas are, there is an idea of sheish shayis. But the idea of sheish shayis is the lashon haramah. V'yesh medaktikin lahamtin sheish shayis, v'chein nochin lasos. That's all it is. It's not mi'ikra adin. It's not like giving a kid the veil of treifas, right? So a little bit of perspective, but regardless, just some interesting halach. Incidentally, as it relates to going backwards from Gvina to Basis, we don't really have time now, but as it relates to going from Milchiks to Flechiks, so what's the halacha there? The halacha is what we learned. You have to do Kinuach and Hadacha. That was the Brais of Bisham and Basil, according to almost all the Rishayim. It's discussing going from Milchiks to Flechiks. So you have to eat a salad, you wash your mouth, and what the Gemara had brought earlier from Tana Agra Chamua, the Rab Abba, now he made a chilik between Oif and Basav. We don't pass him like that chilik. In halacha, there's no difference between chicken and meat when it comes to all these halachas, all the same. But the point is that, so you have to wash your hands, and clean your mouth with a salad, wash your mouth. There's no mention in the place about waiting a certain amount of time. It sounds like b'chada suda, there's a discussion, if you want to do it in the same meal. But other than that, it would seem to be okay. Either way, so the Gemara now is going to shift gears and really digress into tomorrow's daf with regards to a completely different sugya. Amar Rav Yidi Barab and Amar Rav Yitzchak Barashi, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat a suda, before you break bread. V'achroinim chayva. Mayim achroinim is a chayva. Now, what's the difference between mitzvah and chayva? So Rashi, Tosfos, much more barichos, says that chayva is more than mitzvah. Mitzvah means it's a good thing. It's a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah. Chayvas, you have to do it. So mayim achroinim sounds like it's more chamor than mayim rishon. V'edumar meisvel asu yokash mayim rishon achroinim chayva. Mayim rishon and mayim achroinim both chayva. It's only emtsayim rishos that if you want to wash your hands between courses or something like that, that's okay. But the point is, rishonim and achroinim are both mitzvah. Or both chayva, and in Rav Idi Bar Abin said that no, only mayim achroinim is chayva, mayim rishonim is mitzvah. So the Gemara says mitzvah legabi rishus chayva kari la. In this second brisa, we're comparing mayim rishonim to the mayim emtsa'im. Mayim emtsa'im mean that it's rishus, so comparatively, mayim rishonim is viewed as chayva. But when you compare mayim rishonim to mayim achroinim,
then Mayim Rishonim is only mitzvah, whereas Mayim Achronim is really chayva. It's not a steer. Gufa. Mayim Rishonim Achronim chayva. And Tzoyim Rishos. Rishonim like the baby clip being on Gabi Karka. Mayim Rishonim you can wash on top of a keli, or you can just wash your hands on top of the karka. I mean, there's nothing wrong with washing your hands on the floor. Achronim ain't noit an elable kli. Mayim Achronim has to go into a kli. You're not allowed to pour the Mayim Achronim onto the ground. The Amrilo ain't noit an al Gabi Karka. Some had a different version. Not Mayim Achronim has to go on a kli, but rather Mayim Achronim can't go on the karka. Might be now. What's the difference between those two lashonis? It could be now kinsa. What if I'm pouring it not on a kli, but not on the ground, like on top of wood? Wood's not a kli. But at the same time, it's also not going directly on the karka. So if it has to go in a kli, wood is not a kli. If it just can't go al gavi karka, it's not going al gavi karka. Mayim rishonim noitnu beimecham veimetzayin. Mayim rishonim could be either hot or cold. Achronim ein noitnu nela betzayin. Mayim achronim has to be cold. Why? Because we're going to see the primary reason for washing mayim achronim is simply to clean your hands. Not from tumma, but to clean your hands from the grease and the dirt that got on it. This is pre forks and knives on your. That went on your fingers. So as a result, if you're going to use hot water, as we'll see now, really hot water, it's just not going to remove the. It's not going to remove the dirt and the grease properly. What does that mean? This all means where it's not yatzei ledes boy. But the Mayim Rishonim, which we said is okay to use hot water, you just have to make sure it's not Yatzei Ledes Boy. Some had this comment on the Seifa, the Braisa. Seifa was discussing Mayim Achronim. When we said that you can't use hot water for Mayim Achronim, what we meant was water that's Yatzei Ledes Boy. But if you want to use for Mayim Achronim, hot water that's not Yatzei Ledes Boy, that's okay. Michal, what do you see from there? The Rishonim, when we said that you could use hot water for Mayim Rishonim, it means Avo Bisha Yatzei Ledes Boy. Even if it's Yatzei Ledes Boy, it's still going to be okay. And Tzoyim Rishus, we said that washing your hands during the meal, that's optional. That's only true if you want to wash your hands between dishes. But once you're getting involved in milchiks and fleshiks, then already it could be it's a chayvus. When we say it's rishus, that's assuming that there's no bus of a chalav issues. But if there's a bus of a chalav issue, that's a whole different conversation. Why is there an obligation to watch Mayim Achronim? Now, why is there an obligation to watch Mayim Rishonim? So we'll save that for tomorrow, Mi'atz Hashem. It's related to Truma. It's a Zecher or Gzeira because of Oichle Truma, which we don't really have today. But either way, why is it that Mayim Achronim is a Chayv? Because a certain type of salt, it's called Melach Sedoimis, that can cause a person to go blind. Even though people didn't really use Melach Sedoimis, but there was always a concern that mixed in your kosher salt that's in on your table, there was a little bit of Melach Sedoimis, and it's because of the Melach Sedoimis that might be there, that can be harmful, that the Chachamim said, wash your hands after you finish eating the meal, because you don't want the Melach Sedoimis to get into your eyes. It could be a very small amount, but that little kurta is a small amount, the kurta is a large amount, but it can cause trouble. What if somebody measures salt? Does he also have to wash his hands afterwards? Kol usually means all, every. Here, kol is a verb. Rashi says, where do you find kol should mean a verb? Very interesting. You don't see this every day. Kol milcha, meaning kol. If you measured your salt, what's the halachos? He said, let me buy it. It's pashat. I mean, it's the same chi of my machreinim. But my machreinim, you see, what do you have? At the end of the meal, you have to wash. No, if you measured salt, you also have to wash my machreinim. My machreinim is simply a gezerah. It's a concern because of the fact that there's melach sedoimus. Omer Abaya. Abaya said, me resha v'amino, I used to think, haidle moshu maya basroi al ara. The reason you're not supposed to wash your my machreinim onto the ground is mishum zuama, because it's dirty, the water. You're washing your greasy hands with it. You don't want the greasy water on the ground. It was for practical reasons. Only Mar, but my Rebbe, who was Abaya's Rebbe, Rabbah, told me, Mishum Deshayu Ruch Ra Alayu. It's because of a Ruach Ra that resides on Mayim Achronim, and it's more in the world of Hibijibi. You don't want this Ruach Ra water sitting on the ground, and that's why you're supposed to do it into a keli. You're not supposed to do it on the ground. I used to think, the reason you're not supposed to take anything from a table, when someone at the table is drinking from his cup. So if somebody's drinking from his cup, you shouldn't take anything from the table.
Okay. Shemi yad varku kol basuda. I always thought it was related to maybe the person's going to see you taking something, and you know he wanted the last pickle, and then he's going to choke on his drink. You know, I used to think it was more practical. Omar li mar, but then my rabbi told me mishum dekashi leruach tzarda. It's because of the ruach called tzarga, and tzarda can it's more related to ruchos. Now this. That we say that you're not supposed to take something while somebody else is drinking. So it's only true if you don't plan on returning it. If you plan on taking it and giving it back, it's okay. Also, it's only a problem if this thing was going to be taken more than dalan amas from the table. If it's going to keep it within arba amas, it's also fine. Also, if it's something that's part of the meal and you take it, that's where you're worried about sarida. But if it's has nothing to do with the meal anyways, it's not an issue. Marba Ravashi was very makbid. He was worried about this ruach called sarida, and he would not remove from the table even a mortar and pestle that was used for grinding spices. Because it's considered something that's so even that he would be worried about. I used to think, the reason that we gather breadcrumbs from underneath the table was because, right? Because your wife told you to. He said, because you just have to clean. That's what you're supposed to. But then my rabbi told me, it's related to a person not becoming poor, that if somebody leaves his crumbs underneath his table, it's something that can bring Lidei Anius. The Gemara tells a story. The Sar of Anius, the angel who's in charge of poverty, so to speak. So this angel was trying to get somebody. He wanted somebody to lose his money. And everything he tried, he couldn't get him to lose his money. And the reason was because he was so makbet to clean all the crumbs. One day, Karach Rifta Ayavli, he saw this person break bread in a field. So he said, perfect. How's he going to clean the crumbs from the grass? He says, I have him now. After this person ate, I see Mari took out a shovel. A griddle yavli, he shoveled up, and he threw it into the nar. And then this person heard the angel, this malach, saying, he says, this guy's not letting me do my job. There's no way I can get him. I'm rabbi. One more gemara. I used to say, the reason that people don't drink the foam that's on top of drinks, mishum yisusa, because it's disgusting. I'm only mar. Rabbi told me mishum the kashi the karsa. No, the reason they don't do it is because it can lead to a machla called karsa. So the Gemara says mishta kashi the karsa. If somebody drinks this foam, it's not good for this. You know, it can lead to karsa. Minpachpe, if somebody blows into it, kashi l'resh, it's not good for his head. Mitcha, if somebody pushes it away with his hands, kashi l'aniusa, it's not good for. For Anius, so Maitakante, what should he do? The Shaki Shakuye. He should wait until it sinks into the beverage, and once it sinks in, then he should drink it. So the Gemara says, the Karsam the Chamra, if somebody develops this machla called Karsam, and it came because he drank the foam of wine, so what's the refuah? What's the medication? Shichra, drink beer. This Shichra, if someone develops Karsam from the foam on top of beer, what's the Rafua Maya, drink water. The Maya, let's say somebody develops it from foam that developed on top of water. So the Marshal says, less like Takanta. There's no way out. This is what people say, Basar Anya Azla and Yusa, that the poor become poorer. Because who drinks Mayim? Someone that can't afford another beverage. And this person, if he drinks the foam, he's not going to have a way to get out of his situation.